got the Are They Planes chapter and verse group people to talk about writers writing books and things. Mm. We're here for our Christmas special. We're going to be doing Christmassy things. We're going to be reading poems about Christmas.
Yes.
And I'm Carolyn, and we've got
Marie,
Jeanette,
and Michelle.
So I
at
have
the
written
end of a fabulous, interesting year.
Yes.
It's been a
unforgettable
year, unprecedented, unforgettable, awful. No,
no,
yes, bits and pieces.
Different.
Bits and pieces. It's been
yes.
different.
Odd.
We've still managed to produce
yes.
podcasts, so
yep.
that's
have.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's, I think, really something to be positive.
And if we
yeah.
needed to
yeah.
wear masks, we could have done
uh-huh.
that, but we didn't need to because we're in South Australia, fortunately, not.
I'm still unhappy about that because I made myself a mask.
I know, but you could have
worn
it. You could have worn it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yep. we'll get on.
I was told by Jeanette that I had to write that poem about Christmas. So I thought, oh, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Gosh, I can do that. So what did I do yesterday? I wrote a poem about Christmas. So I was thinking about 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I don't
yeah.
really know that poem well, so hey, Google is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I Googled it and I got the feel for it.
Yeah.
And I wrote a poem and it's not really much like it. It's quite different and it's a little tiny bit rude. I'm sure that's okay.
Excellent.
I don't mean, you know, rude, but and
mm.
it's kind of rude that
just to let you know, viewer, she's kept her clothes on while reading it.
Everybody wears their clothes. It's not that kind of rude. It's
not that
kind
of rude.
It's
okay.
It's a ooey pooey kind of rude that kids love so much.
Yep.
And I've called it A Christmas Wish. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and loose in the house, a creature was stirring. That cheeky small mouse. The presents were piled up under the tree. With credit available, it feels like it's free. But nothing is free. Nothing. Not in our time. Five-finger discount's not real. It's a crime. And that little mouse is thieving for sure, nibbling on goodies bought from the store. It's a wee little creature. You might call it cute. But droppings it leaves, they're not so beaute. What if Santa got sick with mouse poo in his bickies? And all the reindeer took crook when on sickies? A terrible Christmas caused by a mouse pooping on food it stole from my house. My very best Christmas would be rodent free, with no little surprises from Mousy for me.
I love that.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
That is
and
adorable.
They're not just being kind, they love it. I can see their faces.
I know, that was lovely. That was great.
If it was rubbish, let me know. thank you. I thought
yes.
it's the kind of thing that appealed to lots of people.
Yes,
it's and good. Because who hasn't had mice in the house around here?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't not quite around here. I'm about more from a long way, but mouse in the house is never a welcome thing.
No.
To leave their calling card. Okay.
Okay, well, I've got a short story. It's called The Dusty Santa. The first time I walked into Pam's house, I noticed the Dusty Santa in the middle of the mantelpiece. As it was June, it really irritated me to see Santa there, 6 months after the silly season. I wondered why Pam had left him there to collect dust instead of packing him away after Christmas. There was no way Pam could have overlooked the Santa, as he was in such a conspicuous position. Surely the first thing everyone saw when they entered the room was Santa in his dusty red suit. I always make sure I pack away all traces of Christmas on January the 1st, and then we can get on with the new year. I like things to be organised and tidy. Christmas decorations should be kept to a minimum. Just a few tasteful items. As for cards, well, they should be displayed neatly and then disposed of. It's pointless collecting and storing junk. I looked around Pam's cluttered sitting room. There were magazines and books scattered on the coffee table. My fingers itched to stack them neatly. Most of them were out of date and should have been thrown away. The couch was covered in cushions of various sizes and colours. An odd assortment of photos and ornaments adorned the wall unit. There was no particular style. The room annoyed me. The dusty Santa, in June, told me that Pam had no pride and was sloppy. Was this person really suitable to take on the job of after-school care for my youngest daughter? What a pity no one else had responded to my advert. I had no option but to employ her to look after Tegan. Young Tegan took a liking to Pam the moment they met and was thrilled at being with her after school. What does a 5-year-old know about standards? My husband, Tom, said the most important thing was Tegan was happy with her caregiver. To give Pam credit, she did creative activities with Tegan. They cooked and did crafty things. Sometimes Pam read stories to Tegan, and my daughter was happy to read her school reader to Pam. That saved me time in the evening, giving me a few extra minutes to tidy the house. I put up with a dusty Santa for a few weeks, and then I couldn't help myself. "Why don't you pack Santa away?" I said. "It's the end of July now, you know." "Oh, I can't pack him away," Pam laughed merrily. "My daughter Courtney put him there. She said he's symbolic of the spirit of our house. She says Christmas is all about family and friends spending time together, sharing and having fun. It's about love and friendship and giving, not just presents, but giving of oneself. She said it's like Christmas all year round in our house, and so she insists Santa is never packed away." What could I say?
Indeed.
That's lovely.
Obviously, you're not the main character.
No. No.
We had Christmas decorations left up all year that I never got around to taking down.
Yeah.
We haven't bothered to put up our tree this year. It's just, right. It doesn't feel COVID Christmassy. It's just
right.
It's sad.
We've got two trees up.
Yeah.
It's a different year.
Never a reason not to celebrate Christmas.
I've wrapped up Christmas presents and I had fun doing that.
So every year, even though my youngest is now 19, Santa still writes them a letter. And usually this letter is written at 2 a.m. on Christmas, early Christmas Day. And I'm conscious. So I thought I will take advantage of this and get a head start with it. "Greetings. And it's going to be a Christmas like no other. But 2020 has been a year like no other. You'll be pleased to know that we are all well in the North Pole and managing to keep the COVID scourge at bay, but has certainly not made life easy. As you'll be aware from my previous letters, we spend the year scouting around the toy shops and markets of the world to fill our warehouses for the big event. We try and anticipate what children will be asking for this year, and that in itself is quite a task. It changes every year, and it's not easy for my partner and I to keep up with. We remember the days when it was all handmade wooden toys that children played with, when it was dolls and bears, train sets and toy soldiers. Back then, of course, we made all the toys ourselves, shopping only for some of the parts like springs and nails. Now we make nothing, though that is changing once again. My elves have set up several of those 3D printer thingies, way beyond my understanding, but they turn out a decent product and it's nice to hear the sing-song whir of machinery once again. We have even had to dust off some of the old workbenches and clear the cobwebs from the windows. This year, the printery thingies have been especially useful as shopping has been difficult. We do online orders, of course. I have an entire department now dedicated to shopping on the internet thingy. I don't much like buying through a screen myself. It doesn't feel right, and I like to see a thing before I buy it, to hold it, to feel it, smell it, assess how well made it is. But with lockdown and quarantine, shopping out there in the world has not been possible at times. Several of our purchasing department were in Europe when lockdown hit and could not get back. Others could not get out. It's been quite a nightmare. Shipping has been disrupted too, with no flights at all to bring in smaller parcels, and then we've had to wash everything before we open it. I've never known a year like it, and I have seen many, many things in my long life. I have to say, this is the first time ever that I've been asked to deliver toilet paper. Toilet paper! Santa Inc. does not deal in toilet paper, and we've had difficulty with our own personal supply. I'm afraid we have none to spare. One thing there has been no shortage of this year is applicants for the positions of elf. They're not even put off when told that they have to wear their ears or the costume. Usually that turns away most applicants, but jobs are about as scarce as snow now, and we try to employ as many as we can. At times it's been quite merry up here, with all the staff not quarantined in foreign lands, locked in. We've tested ever so many new board games, and there are ever so many. I've trouble keeping up. I had trouble keeping up with the rules for some of them too. They could turn some of those newfangled games into university courses, they're so complicated. Then suddenly there was a massive demand for chess sets, which we were not prepared for. These fads are so unpredictable. Whoever would have thought that there would be a fad for chess? I'm rather fond of the game myself, and don't mind saying that I'm quite good at it. It takes a special kind of elf to beat me. My partner beats me, so I don't play with her anymore. But the night grows late, and I have half the world to visit before it is done. And I have to deal with all the travel restrictions, lockdowns and quarantines. I have been vaccinated, and I have my papers in order. But it still slows everything down, and is such a bother. So I must away. My best wishes for 2021. Hope you enjoy the gifts, and I got the right things this year. So easy to get muddled. But the reindeer are restless, so I must away.
Oh, that is beautiful. Lovely. Mm. They're very lucky.
Writing Christmas letters is one of my favourite things of Christmas. I love doing it.
All right. Well, mine's actually just a little bit of a... I've been thinking about Boxing Day and the garden. And as I love writing about the garden. So it's just really little simple thoughts, really. A canopy of grapevines forms a perfect cool spot to set up the table for my traditional Boxing Day supper. With perfect timing, the mandevilla has produced a profusion of blood red flowers that are cascading down the garden fence. The buddleias, sage and verbena crowd out a nearby garden bed, each determined to flower more purple than the next, much to the delight of the butterflies and bees who are happy to share the floral bounty. Two large grevilleas stand stoically at each end of the veranda. The honey eaters are so incapable of resisting the grevilleas' delicious nectar that they have grown confident with human company and don't fly away each time I wander out to organise the table for dinner. The day has decided to be blessedly sensible, promising a cool evening, perfect for an outdoor post-Christmas feast. Laying sprays of rosemary and lavender around the table, it's laden with food bountiful from the garden. Tomato basil salad, roasted eggplants, zucchini frittata, and surprise, corn I wasn't expecting quite so early. Smothered in butter and salt, I smile as I anticipate everyone's greedy joy when they spot them. Dried fruit from last year, and my first batch of olives share a platter with zucchini chutney and cashew cheese. An enormous bowl, groaning with green leaves from an assortment of late season and early flourishing greenery, boasts colourful nasturtiums and borage flowers, and has pride of place in the centre of the table. I pour a wine to just sit and enjoy the scene for the moment. It'll be a perfect Australian Boxing Day feast of friendship that will bookend a difficult year, but one that can still show us we are blessed with love and hope, and most importantly, copious amounts of basil.
Can never go wrong with copious amounts of basil.
Basil.
I do too. So happy Christmas and
Merry Christmas
for 2021.
Yes. New Year, and we'll be happy doing this all over again.
Yes. Normal service in January.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It'll be lovely.